We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jari, you there?
Yeah. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right, Jari.
Doing good, man. We were just talking about those days when you and Carl Nix manned the guard position along that offensive line. That was quite the combo. How much do you reflect on your time here in New Orleans, but with Carl Nix, for my money, the two best guards in football at the time?
Well, I think NFL history.
I agree
conversation.
With you, Bobby. I think we're the best guard tandem in NFL history. And, we had a lot of wins down there in the newly named. But we had a lot of wins in that book.
What's up in your world? What are you doing these days? Jari?
Yeah.
What's up in your world? What are you doing these days?
I'm actually on Ron Jaworski's Riverwinds golf course right now, shooting a little promo video for one of my guys. He's having his first annual golf tournament for his son, who has boring Opitz disease. So we're out here shooting a little promo video for his tournament in October.
Now, Jari, could you reflect on and tell the fans? Because I think no matter how many years you play, you're still kind of anxious before training camp. Now, when you have 2 days or 1 day and you're actually putting on the pads and you're going live, were you ever a little anxious? I was like, even no matter how many years I played, even though you're in your 30s, boy, it's getting ready to get started. Here's training camp, and hopefully you'd want to get to the Super Bowl. But you know how the off season's more laid back, obviously, but boy, right before training camp, that it's getting ready to turn up a notch. Not like a game, but still the competition, and you want to compete and never be embarrassed.
No, you're right. And the only way to play football is to actually play football. And training camp is your first, glimpse of putting the pads on with the guys at camp, getting a little hitting in to harden that shell for now long NFL season with the extra game. So, there's always, a little anxiety is always good, a little nervous is always good, and everybody's out there competing for a job, for a position on the team.
Jari, your longtime teammate Zach Strief spent some time with us here as the voice of the Saints. He's now the assistant offensive line coach with the Saints. What do you think he's going to be like as a coach?
I think he's going to be great. The one thing about Zach is, he was one of those guys that was, he was a right tackle, but he was also an educator in the classroom, educator in life experiences and stuff like that. And he got a real good glimpse before he began to start. He always played portions of the games, but watching the film, educating us on what the, little small things that we might miss to help us be better out there. So I think I'm glad that he took the position. I thought that was something that he would always, gravitate towards, even though he was great in the booth too. So I think, being in the booth for a few years actually gave him a better view, a bird's eye view of what I think he's going to, help the guys get better at.
Jari, I was talking to Rick Venturi, longtime NFL coach, and now he's kind of color guy, I guess you could say, for the Indianapolis Colts on their radio and television network. And we're talking about guard play and how it's a little different today. Like he says, not as many maybe top edge rushers, so a lot of that pressure comes inside. But he said, Mike, Jari Evans, and I told him, I think he belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame. He said, Mike, the only guy in today's game that plays at that level of Jari Evans is Quentin Nelson with the Indianapolis Colts. And he said, I get to watch him every week. And he said athleticism, talent, size, physicality to be able to pull out, you know, and lead the way on a sweep or in pass protection. The only guy that can do it as well as Evans today is Quentin Nelson. And I'm like, whoa, Rick, that's pretty strong. And he's like, Mike, I'm telling you, that's exactly how I feel about how good Jari Evans was as a player.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I watched him play just off of the comparison from a lot of, you know, analysts and stuff like that. And the one thing that I enjoyed doing was being able to run inside zone, outside zone, you know, toss plays, being able to pull not just to the right, but also to the left. And also not just pull in the passing game and the power running game, but also in the passing game and hold up against that defensive end for, you know, our big shot play down the coastline for years. So, you know, in the screen game, you know, you can do it in the run game, the passing game, and the screen game. I think that's very elite.
In pass blocking for Drew Brees, I talked to Zach about this. He's like, Mike, he's so perfect as a quarterback because I knew where he was all the time. Now, he said, if I was having to pass protect for Ben Roethlisberger, he would drive me up the wall. And he said, some of the guys today, because he said, I don't know where he's at. He said, I always sort of knew where Drew was, and I could protect that area. But he said, now today, it's so much movement with quarterbacks, it puts a little bit more of a strain on linemen because you sort of looking around where my guy is, where my quarterback's at today. But he said, man, the one thing with Drew, you sort of always had a feeling you knew where he was.
He could climb the pocket. Yeah.
And he could get rid of the football so quickly.
And that was the biggest thing. When I went to Seattle, you know, Cable was like, oh, can you block for Russell? He's going to be moving. He's going to be doing that. I said, that's not my job to worry about where the guy behind me is. My job is to keep the guy in front of me, and that's what I'm focusing on. When the quarterback leaves the pocket, that defensive lineman is going to chase. So you're going to get, you know, a feeling of where the QB is. But if you worry about those things, you know, you're not going to do the job at hand in keeping that guy in front of you. But the best thing about Drew, it wasn't the fact that he didn't move and all that. What we knew about Drew with me, how I prepared to block guys in the passing game was that I knew Drew was going to get rid of the ball. Three-step was three-step, five-step was five-step, and he was going to get rid of the ball. So my whole mindset was to stop that three techniques or that shade initial rush, make him transition into his second. If he transitions to his third rush, that play is gone. The ball is out of here.
Yep.
So my whole thing was to stop that initial rush, make him transition to another rush, knowing that, you know, the best QB in the league is going to get rid of the ball.
Jari Evans, former Saints offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion. Jari, you've been under the knife a few times in the NFL. How many surgeries overall did you have?
I just had a couple cleanouts. I had, you know, Andrew did one surgery, Dr. Cooper did one, and then I had a wrist injury that I put, you know, 13 games on, and I had repair. So not many, just a few.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is there's a, you know, some people are upset with Mike Thomas deciding to have surgery in June when they felt like he could have had it in
January,
in the
February. Come on, and be ready to roll when the season
and
starts.
The guy that I'm referring to is the one that's chiming in right now. He's not happy with Mike.
Yeah, the thing with athletes is sometimes we try to tough things out. Sometimes we try to let the body do what it's supposed to do and heal normally. I don't necessarily know what the injury is, but I guess it's maybe an ankle injury or something like that he's played through. So the only thing that I can think about, not knowing his ails and his pains or looking at the images, is that he wanted to see if he can heal on his own for 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks, and that didn't happen. So, you know, then he decided to get the surgery because not everybody really wants to get cut open or get the surgery or go through that rehab process. So that's the only thing I can think of. But when you typically have, like, complete tears or definite injuries that need surgery, you typically get those right away. But sometimes, you know, you want to see if you can work through it, if the body can heal on its own timing.
Ah, that's selfish. He should have had that done in January, February.
You knew that, Jari. No, he was going to chime that.
You know, Bobby's going to make decisions for you guys, for you players.
No, because I've had like a handful of surgeries that, listen,
well, Bobby,
the thing is you might want to rehab. You can rehab
but
all you
know
want
when
and
it's
rest.
Not
that is not, it's not going to work. You got to get this fixed now. Then you rehab.
Jari, so this fall, maybe you're sitting at home with your kids, turning on a TV on Sunday to watch the Saints, check in. How weird is it going to be, though, to not see number 9 on our center?
You know, it's going to be different. It's definitely going to be different. But I look at it as, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for the coaching staff and the players to go out there and continue to win games like number nine and we did in that building. I mean, they got a great team. They build in the defense. You know, Jameis, you know, he's a proven passer in this game, even though despite the 30-for-30, you know, record on TDs and interceptions.
Yeah.
So my thing is, how are these coaches are going to make sure Jameis doesn't make those mistakes? How are they going to instill the things that Drew did and all the film that he watched? Because the blueprint is out there, right? 15 plus years of Drew Brees' blueprint in this system. So how can they instill, not making those mistakes that Jameis has made in the past to put points on the board?
Well, Jari, I'm a little discouraged, though. You might say, just plug and play, put the next guy in there.
Yeah.
But all I know
there's
is
no plugging in. There's no plugging in after Drew.
Not for Brees.
Okay, when you're starting this season, okay, now listen, whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, we've talked about that, but then all of a sudden, okay, the best receiver who was NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Michael Thomas, he's not available to kick off the season. You want to get off to a fast start. The top defensive lineman, David Onyemata, guess what?
Yeah.
He's out of six games. What about Lattimore? Right. I don't know. We don't have Jackrabbit. Who's going to help DeMario Davis? Boy, I tell you what, when it rains, it pours. We've been snake bit. We didn't even start. We're getting ready to start tomorrow, the next day, but I don't know, Jari. I'm kind of worried. I think Sean Payton might get Coach of the Year if he gets the 10 wins this year.
Well, one thing that they know that they have is they have an elite running back in Alvin Kamara, and they have an elite offensive line. You know, you got two Pro Bowlers, three Pro Bowlers. You got some young guys. You know, it's now the Caesar Superdome, so Caesar Ruiz is playing in the Palace, almost named after him. So, you know what I'm saying? So those guys got to step up. And when you got a guy like Alvin Kamara back there, hand the ball off.
Yeah, but they're going to put eight in the box, Jari. What if they put eight in the box? You got to beat the one-on-one coverage. Come on, you can't force feed if they got eight in the box.
Jameis ain't no young. He's not no young player no more. He can be one-on-one coverage. With
but the damn, so. You need Traquan and all them to get open. They got to get open. Yeah, a lot of pressure on the receiving core.
I'd rather see Jameis throwing one-on-one coverage than throwing against seven guys.
That's a great point. Now they just got to beat the coverage, the receivers. Yep.
Jari, to expand on Jameis Winston, Mike and Bobby and I, we've talked about it, but from a player's perspective, how much do y'all talk about the right fit, right? Because I don't think it was – I think more the issue with Jameis in Tampa Bay was it wasn't the right fit. I mean, he went through three head coaches.
Right.
You know, they didn't really add a whole lot while he was there early in his career to surround him with a bunch of talent. So how much do y'all have conversations about that? Heck, I mean, you're a fourth-round pick, and it fit for you in New Orleans where somewhere else it might not have.
No, you're right. I think the biggest thing we have for New Orleans is the comfortability of our coaches staying there, our head coach, our offensive coordinator, and Pete Carmichael, that consistency of, you know, knowing that we're adding to the system that we already been developing over years. And I think Jameis didn't have that in Tampa Bay as much, you know, like you said, three head coaches and a lot of change over there. So, and that's why I think it's going to be a great challenge for those guys to take a guy that has thrown 30 TDs. To throw 30 TDs in this league is a lot. I mean, Aaron, I think, won MVP through, 28 last year? Aaron Rodgers threw 28 TDs. So, he had 30 interceptions, but he also threw a lot of touchdowns. But the great thing about it is they got an O-line that can protect. And they got a dynamic.
That's what we got. Jari, that's why I know we have a fighting chance. Because our O-line is still considered amongst the best in the NFL. You know, like
in the dome.
Yeah. You look at like D line, and who's going to compliment DeMario Davis? You look at all the different positions. The one position as a group I'm not worried about is our O line. I'm so confident in our O line is going to win, but if they put more in the box than you could block, then you got to pass it. Then it's one-on-one, and Jameis Winston should have success and put pressure on these young receivers to get open.
Go make a play. Somebody make a play, and one-on-one is what you want.
Jari, who was the toughest guy for you to block? The guy that you said, man, you know, that guy has given me maybe more issues than anyone else.
Well, in our division, you know, Babineau, it was tough, and the guys in Carolina – Chemo, but you know, playing against Fletcher Cox has always been a big guy. JJ Watt when he moves inside, but you know, Gerald McCoy was a guy that could really get off the ball. He would come off that wide angle and just pass rush. He had one of the best get-offs in the league. He timed it so perfectly, and he can get skinny. See, in the passing game, if you can get skinny, you can get home, you know. So I didn't really struggle with the defensive linemen, the big guys that stayed square, even though my rookie year I played against Sam Adams in Cleveland. Power on a down block, and it wasn't no moving him at all. But.
You know, Jari, I'm glad you made that statement. Christian, you can take this statement. If you get skinny, you can get home.
Oh, thanks. That's it.
No, that Jari said. You get skinny, you get home.
You're the picture of health, too?
No, I'm a little bit. I'm trending. Yeah, I'm trending in the right direction.
Jari, I'm a little heavy, you know. Just I'm in shape. Round is a shape. You know what I mean?
But what he says, it makes so much sense.
Look at Aaron Donald, Jari, right? Is that how he's so effective?
He can't really hold up in the run game. He gets double teamed in the run game. He gets displaced. He gets moved. You know, you're playing in Aaron Donald's hand if you're passing the ball 60 times a game.
Yeah, because
he's a great player.
You don't want him teeing off.
No, you want him to not be able to pin his ears back. You want him to be honest against the run. Because if you let him just pass rush, that's not fair. Come on.
Jari.
He's under 300 pounds. I want to, you know, get this body weight on him and double team him and get him tired before he pass rushes.
Jari, so any personal business adventures you might be looking into? Anything like that?
Yeah. You know, my wife and her company.
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Jari?
It's great beignets.
Wait, Jari. I don't mean to interrupt. You cut out for a couple of seconds, so start over with your wife's business.
Oh, no. I was saying the company that her and Liz, who's from Lafayette, has started, and Christina Million is Beignet Box. They opened their second store out there in California. And here in Philly, I have a restaurant right near the stadium district, or in the stadium district, right here on 13th and Packer Avenue downtown. And also my gym where I'm training athletes. Hopefully I'll have my first offensive lineman in next year's draft. But just a few things.
So you got – what's the restaurant name?
The restaurant name is Venue.
Venue, all right.
Venue.
Yeah, nice. Venue here in Philly, yep.
If I ever make it up to Philly again, I'll make sure I stop by.
Yeah, the Eagles will be here in December. So.
Yeah, I don't travel with them no more, though. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Jari Evans, former Saints offensive lineman and also Super Bowl champion. Jari, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jari.
Who that? All right, Jari.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottillier, Christian Garrick. We will step away and come back. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
Hey, tell Scott to play this
band. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.